Ignite Your Purpose, episode 110. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle.
That's right.
It's the mental, spiritual, physical, the mind, body, soul trifecta. That's what we speak each and every day. We hope to bring you some value, some knowledge, some experience. Just our genuine thoughts, whatever just pops out each day. Max, episode 110, what say you?
Another learning curve, John. We just kind of had this little ramble before. Friday morning, I'm so excited for life. I can't even get him out. We had a little ramble, and I've been speaking, and I've been spitting about this the last 6 months, the last 8 months. Everything going on in the universe, none of us are going to be left alone by this. We're all going to have trials and tribulations. And I had another one yesterday. This one wasn't a difficult one, but it's one of these ones that made me peel back the onion and go, huh, interesting. So John knows, people know that I talk a lot about the Krav training I've been going through. 2 years ago, I was training with this gentleman when we went for our level ones. And we've interacted very few times. He lives in a different city, different country sometimes, all that shit. But it was funny because now that we're going for our level twos and threes, right? He wanted to train with me and I wanted to train with him. Unbeknownst to either of us, the reasoning was the same. All right, he's a different color, different creed, different nationality, comes from a different country, in a different socioeconomic background. He's a Fortune 500 tri-billionaire type guy, right? And I'm just, whoa, lonely old me scraping by on crap dinner. But it came down to the fact that this, John, I wanted to train with him. In my mind state, I was like, yo, I want to know if this guy's got better training. Because John knows I'm in an underground course. We don't do exactly everything off the syllabus. So I wonder if he was more badass. Yeah. I wonder if he was more advanced than me. Wanted to know if he knew different techniques. I just wanted to see how much he progressed, right? So I was looking at him almost like he was above me, right? Didn't know, but I wanted to test it. Verbatim, we get to talking after the class, and I was like, I became vulnerable. I said, man, this is what I was worried about. He let his shield down and said verbatim the exact same thing to me. Dude, I was worried you were a bit better than me. You were more advanced than me. You had been taught something I didn't. In the basic form, John, the fear of missing out. We're all wired, hardwired with the same whatever.
Yeah. Ego, wiring, yeah.
Right? It absolutely boggled my mind. And it wasn't until I let the shield down and was like, dude, I wanted to come train with you because of this, this, and this. He then said, his shield came down. I want to train with you for the exact same reasons. And it was like, wow, we are of two different worlds, but we're all the same.
So in that, are you basically saying that across the world, all walks of life, black, white, orange, yellow, alien, lesbian, whatever it is, we're pretty much just wired the same. Our brains work the same. And maybe that is genetics, maybe that is programming, but we all go through the same thought process. I've thought about this in a different way historically, I think, and it's, you know, I'm not a racist, I don't really want to touch on that subject too much, but it is a subject that comes up, is,
of course,
we all judge you, other countries and other people from other countries and other religious backgrounds, and we look at these people like they're freaking aliens, and why do they operate like that and not like we do, because we're so forward and modern and advanced.
And they probably think the same thing, right?
Yeah, but we all drink the same water, we all drink, breathe the same oxygen, we all get out of bed in the morning. I hope the vast majority of us all want to be kind and generous and caring and giving to other people. We all have a cup of tea in the morning. We've all got to go to work to earn the money to support our families. We all like to spend time with our families and spend time with positive people. And that I've just picked that up off what you've said. You're saying we're all programmed the same, or the ego kicks in the same way. And I was just saying, well, actually, just that's not just for Krav. That is the way that I think the similarities between us are far greater than the differences.
And that's the lesson. That's exactly the lesson I was, you pulled it out, right? It is true. We were all the same, but different. We, he's on vacation. He's in Malta, living La Vida Loca. He's just pulling tricks out of the hat. But you nailed it, really. Like, it is a metaphor. It's a lesson for something deeper there, right? Like, it truly is. Like, we all, and whether, you know, you're a monk that's got 35,000 years of training behind you, it's still the human mind. It's just you can control things better. That's a fair statement, too. But we all bleed red. We all have to, like you said, we all get up in the morning to probably provide for ourselves food, clothing, shelter, and those around us. I'm sure if you have kids, it's all the same, man. All we want is the best for ourselves and those around us. And to think that there is a difference there, if we could be vulnerable enough to let it out first, and yeah, you might get hurt, but to let it out, at least you're being real. And that was my lesson yesterday too, as well. It was like, yo, instead of fronting and being like, yeah, man, we're on the same level. Yeah, okay, cool. I was like, man, I was scared shitless, to be honest, to spar with you. And he said the same thing. So it's, if we can just come from that point, right? Like, we're all the same but different. I mean, it could change. It could really change things for each of us personally, and then hopefully on a higher level, right?
There you go. I think that's a poignant message. It's a cool place to stop. Our similarities are greater than our differences.
Amen.
Pop that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, baby.
As always, we thank you for those who are watching, for those who are listening on the audios. Those of you who do like it, do get value, please, where's my freaking thing? Hit that subscribe button, hit the share button, hit the like button. We couldn't give a monkey's about the numbers, but if you have friends or colleagues or people who you think would benefit from some of the things we say, often we talk shit, sometimes we talk poignant, incredible things. But that's only an argument. You may hear something completely different, but we appreciate your time listening. So you could be anywhere in the world right now, but listen to us, and we so from me to you, ciao, and we'll see you next time.
See you tomorrow.